Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, so I just clicked on the link.
Okay.
And it immediately takes me to WhatsApp, and it says, "Hi Ezra," which is the bot. "Ismach litnadev / lekabel Ezra." I'd like to volunteer or to ask for help. So what do we want to do?
Let's ask for help.
All right. That's a little egotistical. "Ismach lekabel Ezra." All right. Let's see what it says. Nice to meet you. People are volunteering all kinds of help. Babysitter, donation of equipment, transportation, hosting people, or even just talking to other people for what I imagine is psychological help.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is looking for helmets for a group in the army. Someone else is looking for medical equipment. Someone else is looking for transportation of food in the Gedera area.
Okay, Raz, so why don't we try and see if we can host a family from the south that's been forced to leave their home?
All right, sounds good. Let's try it.
Okay, we have a match.
And then you just communicate with them.
Amazing.
Hey, listeners, it's Mishi. So as you know, during these incredibly difficult days, we're trying to bring you voices we're hearing among and around us. These aren't stories, they're just quick conversations, or postcards really, that try to capture slivers of life right now. Israel, of course, has branded itself as the startup nation. And Raz Neumann? Well, he's the classic Israeli tech entrepreneur. He's 32, lives in Rishon LeZion, has two daughters, and spends most of his time researching AI and meeting with potential angel investors. On October 7th, as people began thinking about how to best contribute, Raz turned to his laptop. Our producers Adina Karpuch and Mitch Ginsberg went to talk to him. Yochai Meital edited this piece.
Can you start by introducing yourself?
So my name is Raz Neumann, and I'm an entrepreneur. I believe in the power of community, and for the past decade, I've been researching what community is. And right now, I'm a part of an amazing team, and together we've built EzraBot, an AI bot. And what it does is that it's connecting between people that need help and those that can help.
Take me through the steps. What? How did you start thinking about this EzraBot? Yeah.
So I have a startup. It's stealth mode, and I was about to come out, public. And then what happened, and everyone, you know, tried to figure out how they can help. And then I said, okay, so my idea basically is, how to create communication between people that they don't know each other, but they might have relevancy. So Saturday morning, many WhatsApp groups were created, and I was in one of them. And, the title was, high tech, how can we help? Something like that. And then I wrote, I have an idea. I think we can, create a bot, and it can, matchmake between people that need help and people that can help. Like, there were a lot of projects that were, were appearing, and everything was like forms, right? So you fill up a form, and then someone needs to manually go over the form. That's a bottleneck. So like you're not gonna be able to match in like real time, good enough time. So I said, okay, so let's build that bot, and this could help with that. So what happened was that brilliant people just came in and said, yeah, like I'm gonna give straight 40 hours and code or whatever, and we build things really fast. And like in the real world, if that wasn't the case, these kind of people would have never, you know, joined up. Like many people in that team are CEOs, CTOs, like very high-end, you know, figures. And yeah, and we didn't sleep. Like it's a work of like, I don't know, like half a year, I guess, with like many more programmers than like what we've had, but like people just didn't sleep. We kept working around the clock.
Are you ready to try it?
Sure. So basically the experience is you go, you start speaking with Ezra. Ezra is like help in Hebrew, right? So you're speaking with Ezra and first, you know, it says, okay, verify yourself. You verify yourself. And then it just asks you like, you know, do you need help or can you help with something? And then you just write. You know, you don't need to go through like an endless form or whatever. You just write. And then immediately you get like matches.
So what's an example of something? Let's say I can cook. I cannot cook. But let's say I'm really great at cooking. Yeah. And I want to be able to feed families who have been moved from their houses in the south. What would I do?
Yeah, so basically, you know, you just say, I cook. And then the other side is just going to say, like, we need food, right? Whatever. And then if you say, I need someone to take it over, so we will know not to connect you with the one that needs the food, but with the one that, you know, can make the delivery. If you say, you can go wherever, we're going to connect you automatically to the person itself. There are, like, amazing stories. Like, there's, like, this one family that they were evacuated from Sderot, and they found a place in Netanya due to Ezra. And just that's just one story. There are, like, many more stories. So hopefully, you know, this is our contribution. We're hoping that this could really help.
Is like the big scare that this could be used possibly by terrorists?
Well, that's the worst nightmare, but you know, it doesn't have to be just terrorists. Like, it could be also bots, right? So like if you look at Twitter, if you look at any other social media, bots right now are, you know, destroying the space. Here, it cannot happen because it's like one ID, one user. I don't know if that's a good time to say, but like, if you guys are interested, you can find Ezra on ezrabot.org. We have a website. It looks bad, but it just for people to find it, and they can also write Ezrabot, I guess, on Facebook and Instagram, and there's a link to it. אתה הולך?
כן.
עכשיו?
כן.
אז אני אחבק אותה שנייה?
כן, ברור. תעשו מה שזה. מהצלחה
לכם.
That was your brother who's in the army?
Yeah.
Going back to?
Yeah, to... Where you don't want to, you know, go, like where the action is. He's, him and I served in the K-9 unit, and he's also, like, serving in the K-9 unit, so.
Thank you so much, Les.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, it sounds like a great initiative.
Thank you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.